Surveillance data sources. IPs have a wide variety of sources from which to acquire relevant information for their surveillance needs. These sources can be grouped into either patient-focused or facility/staff-focused data. Patient-focused sources include medical and pre-transfer hospital records, paper and digital. Daily laboratory reports. Example, microbiology, immunology, serology results, daily admissions lists, including diagnoses. Monthly reports of patient days and census data, separated by unit or department. Transmission-based precaution reports, including number of patients in isolation. Daily reports related to new orders, antibiotics or other medications, and acute condition changes. Device day reports. Radiology department test results. Intake/nursing assessments, generated upon admission to the healthcare facility, interviews with caregivers. Incident reports. Departmental procedure and activity logs. Facility/staff focus sources include nursing care plan, sick leave or paid time off logs, health records, example, employee vaccination rates. Night supervisor reports. Pharmacy and laboratory records can be faxed or emailed if there is no electronic access. Reports of injuries, needle sticks, and communicable disease exposures or infections. Registered Nurse Assessment Coordinators and Minimum Data Set, MDS, coordinators. Finance Department reports. Risk Management reports. Reports and other collaboration with IPs from transferring facilities. Observation of Care Processes reports. Reports from past performance improvement cycles. Checklists. Templates, including line listings, symptoms, and treatments, the IP should carefully consider the sources of available data to determine which are most important for their surveillance programs. This ensures that relevant data are collected and resources are not misused. Recording and tracking the use of each data source may be done in addition to the data elements itself, to ease during times of organizational transition or when staff turnover affects roles responsible for the data collection. Given this wealth of sources, it is important for the IP to remember that the data collection process should involve multiple individuals so that they do not get overwhelmed. For example, data related to staff may be handled by an employee/occupational health department if the facility has one. This also ensures that data are collected in a timely manner and resources are used efficiently. Key point: surveillance data should be collected on a routine, systematic, and ongoing basis. The entire interdisciplinary team should be involved in data collection. Surveillance often requires IPs to collect information not only from multiple internal departments, but also from externally contracted services, such as pharmacies and laboratories. Collecting laboratory and pharmacy information from different companies in different locations can prove challenging and time-consuming. To make this process easier, the IP should establish a schedule for routine deliveries of laboratory results and antimicrobial data, as this provides some predictability to the data collection process, freeing up more time for analysis. Having reports automatically generated and routinely delivered to the IP is the preferred method, ideally electronically or via a secure feed. When this is not possible, occasional review of the pathway is important as the data may contain sensitive patient data.